drag Bernie Porn on the show this morning. He hadn't even had his coffee yet, and we're working him like a dog. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Bernie Porn, of course, is with Epic MRA, and they are great polling services that do a lot of polling here for the state of Michigan. And you recently released your presidential primary poll as well as some other information.
Well, regularly we do our statewide survey, usually every month, and this one included a question which was commissioned by the Michigan Democratic Party, and we described the news coverage description of the presidential primary election, and then asked voters whether or not they thought it should be held, even though it would be held only for the Republican Party, or whether or not it should be canceled. And overwhelmingly, by 68%, voters said that they thought it should be canceled. And I think probably the times we are in is dictating some concern about the expense of $10 million to hold the presidential primary. And the other thing that is at play, I was surprised, I was almost stunned to see that Republican voters thought it should be canceled. Even those who describe themselves as strong Republicans and are supporters of the Tea Party movement. And if you have been following the discussion about the presidential primary election among Republicans, the Tea Party supporters and the element of the Tea Party within the Republican Party, they were looking for having a caucus approach to this, and the party leaders decided that just recently that they would prefer using the presidential primary election and also having it as a closed primary, meaning that when you go in to vote, you have to declare as a Republican.
And we're going to be talking about this issue more with the Secretary of State on Monday. What is the process to get a presidential primary canceled, especially when you could save $10 million? Bernie, what else can you tell us about your poll? I know you're going to be releasing information over the course of the next few days. What else can you tell us about this latest poll?
Well, we included a question about the helmet law issue. Of course, there's legislation to allow people to wear a helmet ride motorcycles without a helmet, and so we asked about that issue. Check your email today. You'll see some results on that issue. We'll also be looking at where the president stands and his favorability and job rating numbers, where the governor stands and his favorability, job rating numbers. Also, we have a matchup between Mitt Romney and President Obama. The last time we did that, Romney was leading, so we'll see how that compares with that. And then there's also a question in terms of voter perceptions about the future of the economy in Michigan.
Bernie, when he does these polls, he always tells you what the sample rate is. It's 600 folks from around the state of Michigan. The error rate is about 4%. And Bernie, you try to get folks from all different walks of life.
That's right. And every month we look at how the demographics of the survey that we just completed compare with previous ones. For example, what's the African American percentage? And in presidential years, it's between 8% and 9%. And gubernatorial years, it's 7%. What's the party matchup? In Michigan, it is tied at 37% each. And in 2010, it was leading Republicans. So things are starting to even out. And also looking at how young voters are participating. They are not participating as yet at the level they did in 2008. And I'm not sure that unless things dramatically change for the president, that they're going to see anything near the numbers that they had back in 2008.
Well, Bernie, I know I'll get some emails from folks who will be squawking that since the Democrats commissioned this poll, that it'll be skewed toward them. How would you respond to that?
Oh, well, we have we are an independent firm, and we have been commissioned in the past when Spence Abraham was a senator in the United States Senate for Michigan. He commissioned surveys from us. We've done survey questions for conservative groups, for the Chamber of Commerce, for labor unions, we are equal opportunity offenders, and probably over the years we've had more complaints from Democrats about the polls we've released than we have from Republicans. So bring them on.
All right, Brittany, if my mother-in-law wanted to commission a poll to find out if anyone listens to this thing and if I'm a bum like she says I am, how much would that cost her? Is there a ballpark figure what a poll costs?
Of course, we try to give you a friends and family discount. it depends how many people you want to talk to, the sample size, where we would construct the sample in terms of who we talk to. I can chat with you about that. That needs some discussion. And also, the price is dependent on how long we're on the phone and how many people we talk to.
Nah, I really don't care to know what she thinks on any topic.
You might be surprised. You might be surprised. Your listening audience may be much, much greater than Brittany says.
Where do you get the list of the folks that you call?
We use the registered voter list statewide, and we do a combination of calling commercially listed numbers for those registered voters, plus we use a mix of random digit dialing for certain areas of the state, and every area of the state is represented in the sample based on how they participate in elections.
Bernie, are people eager to talk to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's not that much of a refusal rate, and especially if you make it an interesting survey. Although, believe it or not, years ago we tried to do a survey on various proposals for redistricting, and that is just something that glazes over people, and we ended up having to cancel it because people just did not respond to it. It has to be something that that is of interest, and if you can make it interesting, especially in a statewide survey where you ask about a variety of different topics, people are very eager to offer their opinions.
All right, Bernie, before I let you go, as a Lansing resident, recently saw a poll that said many residents, the majority of residents here in the mid-Michigan area, were not happy with the way Lansing City Council has done their business. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, MRG did the poll, and they're usually pretty good in terms of the data that they have. Every once in a while, we disagree, but we have not tested the issue, so I assume that they're probably fairly accurate in terms of how people are viewing the council and the operations of city government.